This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the host of our show. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Mr. Frederick Penny.
Yes, that's what I try to tell my wife, but she does not agree with that. That's this is a special occasion, Cal. Yes, a special occasion for Radio Law Talk. www.radiolawtalk.com, Twitter, I'm self-promoting us, and call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Cal and I have been the lonesome people with sometimes Denise, but we have the whole group together today. It's been probably a month since Denise, Cal, and I, and Todd have been together. My co-hosts are Denise Dirks, family law attorney, and Todd Kunin, a former prosecutor for the DA's office in multiple state and in more than one state, and his own criminal law practice, and then Cal Hunter. Three-time what, Cal?
Well, Emmy Award nominee.
Nominee, but never a winner. Cal Hunter, our producer. What a wonderful time. I need applause for that, Cal.
I'm just glad we all showed up, which is kind of a new thing, that we're all actually here on the big broadcast.
That's what I want.
I feel like we've got the band back together.
It is. It's like Van Halen's back together.
Well, hopefully it turns out better than the 2004 reunion.
That's true.
I'm just going to say that. That was a nightmare.
We got a voicemail about this, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
You're all morons.
There you go.
Oh, a lot of fans up there.
It is wonderful to have you here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're excited to have another. You guys have missed it, but we've had more sponsors. New affiliates coming on board. We've had four or five last week, the one the week before. Today we have KNET, 1450 AM and 95.7 FM, Palestine, Texas. Again, Palestine, Texas. I say it right, Cal?
Yep, you can't say it like we think the Old Testament says Palestine. It's Palestine, baby.
Palestine, Texas.
Texas Talk. Good job.
Yeah, Texas Talk. We appreciate you having being here. And Radio Law Talk, the most important thing that we do here is a thing called Case or No Case. And the reason I'm bringing this up is Denise and Todd were gone. And I have, Cal, I might be wrong. I have 3 points. Did I get the last one?
Week you got a half one, yeah.
No, but I'm saying the last on the third hour, I don't remember what I did.
No, you didn't. A big excuse egg.
Okay, so 3 points for me.
Denise
isn't here, but she's listening
in. I listen. And he goes from 18 plus 3 equals
21. Yeah, it was a three-pointer for Fred last week.
That was.
And I should have just given each of you a point for being absent, and I thought, well, I'm not one of those people who awards the lack of achievement, so I'm not going to do it.
It would be the opposite. And all these participation trophies that are going around.
Yes.
You wanted to give us a point for not participating.
Yeah, there's a ribbon under your chair.
Okay, great.
I thought you'd take one away from them for not participating.
I should have. Well, in effect, I did, because they did not get a chance to add to their total.
Hell, because we had to do all the work. The amount of work I put in this show is astronomical. And just to straight up and be honest with the audience, the behind the scenes, when all three of us are together, we work hard, but we can work a little less hard because we have each other we can talk and each other knows what's going on.
And we can fill in, information between the scenes.
But when
I'm
by myself, it's full tilt, it's Fred Penny, 100%. Well, was that like?
Wait a minute. What are you suggesting?
Well, Cal was kind of there.
in my absence, I still did tune in. I was able to listen, and I thought that, I listened to the show that Denise and y'all did when I was gone, and I listened to the show that you did solo last week. I thought they sounded awesome.
How did you do on the Case or No Cases? I'm sure you played along. Everybody does.
Oh, I didn't listen that long.
I'm not stupid.
It's like the first of the hour, Todd.
Look, if I had 3 hours, I'd have been here. Come on.
Talk to you for 5 minutes. All right, I can now tell them I listen.
Yeah, I'm just tuning in to see if they mention my name and say they miss me. Nope. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right.
Yeah. Let me tell you a funny meme I saw. This is true. My wife showed this meme to me. I was laughing so hard, even my wife laughed. And it showed a picture of a couple, a husband and wife, sitting on the couch. The husband's there watching the TV with his remote, completely ignoring his wife. She's up against him and, like, talking to him. And it says, as the caption, when you try to talk to your husband... Wait, okay, I'm going to get it right. When you try to talk to your husband, he ignores you because you never listen to his podcast. And my wife goes, I guess I'm about to start listening to your show. Oh. I said, yeah, it'd be nice. And she goes, but she's so busy. She
My wife listens all the time. She packs around my iPad. She packs around on her iPhone. She yells back at the phone. It's quite the sight.
Yes.
My grandkids say, Grandma was listening to your show, and she was talking back. Hey, wait a minute. You got to think about
bunch of dorks. Oh, my gosh. So today we've got a lot of stuff going on. We really do. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics a lot. We're having a lot of fun. You know, this is an exciting, entertaining show, we always say, but it's only sometimes informative. And remember, the most important thing is you can't really use us as anything such as evidence in court or against anybody, what we say, unless what, Todd? I always ask you, unless what? Yeah,
unless you're with your family sitting around the table and somebody throws out that, you know, they say, and then you want to come back with something that has maybe a little bit more authority, you can quote us then.
That's exactly right. Usually around the dinner table at Christmas, Easter, you know, Thanksgiving.
Exactly, exactly. What you don't want to have, this is weird. I noticed this in a lot of legal filings that I've seen. There's more and more where there will be a legal filing, somebody says something, and there will be a footnote, and the footnote directs you to a website, https://www. And it's like, oh my gosh, they are doing that. You don't want to have www.radiolawtalk.com show up in one of those documents.
Oh, you're saying in your legal documents
yes.
for the court.
You don't want to have it show up there in a legal doc with the court.
I disagree. I think it could be a footnote.
A mere passing reference.
As long as it was a footnote that says, a common erroneously held belief is this, see Radio Law Talk.
We do talk radio law. But there's some interesting things I want that are non-law related. They're fun to talk about. It's a sad, sad month. Let me tell you why it's a sad month. I just heard on the news, ready for this?
Do tell.
Girl Scout cookies are not going to be sold anymore. You have to buy them online. The girls are not going to be out there. Their cute little faces when they smile and you hand them an extra $5 because, you know...
My husband's a sucker for those kids that come to the door, and if the kids ask, not the parents, but if the kids actually ask, you want to buy something, he does it every time.
They're changing the name of it.
Is that what it is?
And then,
We are back.
When marijuana was legalized in California, and then they had the marijuana dispensaries that were popping up, I mean, I was applauding the Girl Scout that went and opened up her Girl Scout cookie stand right outside the marijuana dispensary.
Because they're hungry.
She only had to work one day. She did it all in one day. She, like, sold her 200 boxers.
We funded our troop trip to the Bahamas. Everybody knows.
She made bank. She got a free new camera, a new car.
George, you already bought some cookies. I'm so hungry. Another big thing going on. What else big's going on tomorrow, guys? What's big?
Playoffs. Is that the right word for it?
What am I wearing?
Cleveland Browns be playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Go Browns! Go Browns!
Is it at 7:30?
It's at 2:05.
Okay.
Give us a prediction, Fred.
I'm going with the Browns.
I need to score. There are people listening who will not use Radio Law Talk as a reference, but they're going to
talk to Rocky with two interceptions.
I'm going to go with too much to not enough Browns.
What?
We're all for Browns. But we're going to be back and talk tomorrow. We're going to do a little, we're going to do a case for no case, talk about Johnny Depp
Radio
and Amber Heard.
We will begin our broadcast at 20 after. We will join after the first break. We begin our broadcast at 20 after. Wherever you're listening to us online or on your favorite radio station, we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm. It's not a personal recommendation.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Liddy, managing attorney for Fenny and Associates and Trent Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now? What sets you apart from Jason and all the people who are all types of personal cases? What form of insurance company should we work with? We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we'll be famous.
That's Fenny and Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Fred, I lied. I have three. I have three. If you want me to do three, I got three.
Soccer, football, even simple ball can lead to a brain injury. Concussion medical clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should it occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case. And their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion, I want the best concussion care available. Give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Is this real life?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
All right. we're live, everybody. You got to hear the best of for the first segment, but that's exciting. By the way, we have new equipment. All the engineers were here. We're making excuses like everybody else does, and we finally got it figured out. We're excited to be here. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, and not Todd, but Dave Kunin. Oh, no, it's the other way around. Todd Kunin. I'll have to talk to you about that later. And then our producer is Cal Hunter behind the desk. You know, behind the glass on the desk. You know what? Here's the thing. Cal wanted us to go ahead and start doing our show normally and while they ran the best of. But we have some important things to talk about today, and it's really important. If you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-529-7234, we do get calls. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make it on, but try. And if you want to leave a message, you can just go ahead and tell Cal. A lot of our show is heard later on in our podcast or shown or heard later on Sundays, Mondays. They rerun our show quite often. A number of affiliates do. And you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com if you want to get in touch with us. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. You know, there's been a lot going on in this country right now. And Radio Law Talk, this is our fourth year. Denise, I think we're about our fourth year or maybe more that the three of us have been doing this, four of us, including Cal, our producer. And I had an epiphany, and I've been thinking about this. We had the inauguration, Trump's gone, and you've got Biden in, and Biden said he wants to cooperate and set things, you know, straight with the American people. We need to get together and unify. On that vein, I was thinking about this. This is very important. I really, truly think that our show, as wonderful it is, all we talk about is lawsuits, lawyers, you know, suing people, what's happening, and it just seems a little bit negative given the reach out of our wonderful politicians trying to unify us. So I truly believe, Denise and Todd, and I know we didn't really, this is not a planned thing, and so I really truly believe, if this is okay with you, Cal, I think it's time for Radio Law Talk to do at least try out for this 3-hour segment talking about something other than lawsuits, you know, lawyers, litigation, the law. Something more positive, I think, is what we need to do. And so I think if we can each take just a second or two and start bringing up some, you know, topics that are important to us in life, that I think they got to be interesting for everybody, okay? So make sure we talk about something other than that, okay? And if we can do that, I think it'll be a more positive show. I think we'll get more listeners, too, if we can do that. So,
I'm in.
Are you in? Denise, are you in for that?
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's go ahead and start talking about some of that.
Just gonna brainstorm, right?
Yeah, let's start.
Let's see.
Well, I got a hangnail on Thursday. Got some chips?
Yeah, chips.
Okay, great.
Come on, guys, share the chips over here.
Well, you know, first come, first serve, Denise.
Oh, okay. I guess what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's down.
Well, anything? Anybody come up with anything?
Nope.
Denise, you?
Almost.
Well, let's just keep thinking. Cal, you think of anything? I can't hear you, Cal.
So I think it's time we move on. We do what the show says it's supposed to do, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Radio Law Talk.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just stick with that, because that's all we know. The chips were good, though.
They were.
I couldn't think of anything other than the law to talk about. And we tried. We really did try. This is true. We really have tried, and it's not going to happen. We're going to do a case or no case today. We're going to talk about the NRA filing bankruptcy. Yes, it did, and there's some little background things there we're going to talk about that are interesting. Lawsuits against Trump administration. Now that the administration is gone, we have some interesting statistics and facts about that. Virtual jury and judge trials in New Jersey. Let's talk about those and how interesting life is going to be now as a lawyer. as a plaintiff or a criminal, as a prosecutor, or as a defender of those that are accused, it's going to be an interesting change. Yeah.
I have a question, because we did that at the beginning.
Can we still eat chips? Is that inappropriate?
I was eating. I just moved the microphone.
Are those original Fritos? I'm just wondering.
No, really. Yeah. These are good. These are the tiny barbecues.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you some
originals with the little scoop and sour cream dip. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Eat those with chili.
Oh yeah.
Well, I do that, and a little bit of cheddar cheese on top.
Yes.
Perfect football snack.
Cheese, a little onion.
Onion. Oh yeah. That's good for my cholesterol.
You know. This is interesting. This is interesting. 2 minutes ago, we said, all right, let's talk about something non-law topic. We couldn't come up with anything. Then Cal starts talking about chips, and now there's no shortage of stuff we come up with. But it raises an interesting question. I'm wondering if the two of you experience this when you're with friends or family members and discussing if, because of what we do all day long in the legal field, there are times where the family or friends just go, will you stop talking like a lawyer?
Yeah.
Will you just talk regular English and stop talking like a lawyer? I mean, that happens to me all the time with family. It's like, I'm not even trying to do it.
Now, this would be more for your cats and Denise, for your husband and my wife.
Yes.
Do they ever say to you, your cats, do they ever tell you this? Because Todd's got cats instead of a wife. So what? Here's the deal. So do you...
okay, kind of
Denise, do you... Yes. Does your husband, Mike, ever say to you... Oh, don't give me that lawyer talk. My wife does that all the time. Like, I'll try to say something. No, my wife does that. I'm not even doing lawyer talk. I'm just trying to say my side of the thing. And she, don't you give me that lawyer talk.
No, my husband always says, it's not a competition.
Oh.
Because, you know, if he feels like every time he does something that I'm one-upping him, or if I'm doing something, then he's subtly pushing in how much he's done. And it's like, we're both kind of competitive.
Yeah, one's a lawyer.
Denise, competitive? What?
No. So when we come back, we are going to do a case or no case. Thanks for hanging in there. We're going to be at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll do a case or no case and talk a little bit about the NRA filing bankruptcy and moving to Texas.
All right, folks. And we just want to remind our affiliates we're going to our regular break structure. This will be break number two, bottom of the hour break, regular 5-minute length. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues, please.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800.
USA Radio News.
Former CNN host Larry King passing away this morning in an L.A. hospital at the age of 87. King hospitalized weeks ago after getting the coronavirus. No cause of death revealed, though. In an interview with the American Television Academy, he described one of his most memorable interviews with then-President Clinton in 1993.
So at about a quarter to 10, I say, the president has something very important to do. We said he stayed till 10:30, but he's leaving at 10, and we'll make it up the next time. As soon as we finish, he goes, why did you cut me off at 10? Looks at me like his aide comes running over to him, and in my ear they said, Vince Foster just killed himself.
Vince Foster was deputy White House counsel. Larry King Live ran from 1995 to 2010. President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Some projections have us reaching 500,000 deaths by Valentine's Day. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
12.
Oh, that's down.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk.
You pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
That has to be one of my favorite sound bites, the if you take my fee, I'll take your case. It ranks right up there.
You pay my fee, I'll take your case.
I wish we'd gotten them to say something like, reasonable doubt for a reasonable fee.
Are you serious?
That's hilarious. We'll get back to The Simpsons, but just got a breaking news story sent to us by our crack research staff.
Tuttle up.
On the issue of real estate. Because she is a giver. Because she is a giver, Vanna White of Wheel of Fortune fame has decided to make her Sherman Oaks property available for lease. Now, people have fallen on hard times, and yet when somebody does something like this, it is amazing. And the cost, apparently, it's a pretty low cost lease, isn't it, Cal?
Yeah, but compared, but the kindness, the milk of human kindness that pours out of people in difficult times like the COVID crisis is amazing.
I'm sure that when people looked at Vanna White, the first thing they think is the milk of
human kindness. Yes.
So, yes, and this property.
Sicko.
Memories like the corners of my mind. Anyway, so the property is being leased out for a low affordable $20,000 a month. And
wow.
$20,000 a month? Are you kidding
me? Well, it's in Hollywood.
Well, yeah, I know. Denise and I were talking about this, and clearly, I mean, $20,000 a month, that's like, what, 5% of the salary we get to do Radio Law Talk on a weekly basis?
I was thinking of trying to get it for a studio.
Really. You know, the getaway pad.
Right.
You know, that's...
Fly down there every weekend to the show, hang out, come home, you know, why not?
So there you have it. Vanna White, the milk of human kindness, $20,000 a month. Wow. Excellent.
Wow.
So back to The Simpsons, speaking of Hollywood, I'm getting the look again. I am so glad that that Denise's shooting of looks toward me, it's not loaded, okay?
Speaking of kindness. Yes.
Yes she's shooting me dirty looks, but she didn't pass the background check to buy the ammo for those, so I'm safe. I'm safe.
That's true.
All right. Alf Clausen, longtime composer for The Simpsons. What happened was recently, back in 2016, 17, somewhere along in there, it was announced that he was not returning to the show after 27 years on the show. In 27 years and nearly two dozen Emmy nominations for his work. Cal, when I read two dozen Emmy nominations...
I am feeling this pain, man.
I thought of you because it didn't say Emmy wins at all, but... This part is composed by Danny Elfman.
Oh, wrong.
Now, there's just something really interesting about Danny Elfman. Listen to the back and forth of the bass line. Bum, 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 bum. That distance between notes there, the way they're going back and forth, that's a Danny Elfman trademark. You can hear it in almost everything he does. It's big in the Batman movies.
1/4 intervals, yeah.
Yes. But that's Danny Elfman. Clausen is the one that did all of the other music throughout the rest of the show.
Oh.
And so he would do that, and he was let go. And recently, he has sued Disney and Fox, claiming that his termination, and I'm using that in quotation marks, air radio quotation marks, that his termination was age discrimination because he was 79 years old at the time he was released, and apparently also beginning to feel the effects of Parkinson's disease.
That's right.
And so this lawsuit came out, and what happens when the lawsuits start? They start to do depositions, and the real story, or the defense's story, starts to come out. And what happened here was that in the course of his arranging music most recently, it was discovered by the showrunners for The Simpsons that Alf Clausen was actually delegating the duties of composing the music to other people, to his family members, to his son. And that is in contravention of the contract he had with Fox.
That was my question. What's wrong with that? Because if you buy an Andy Warhol painting that was done supposedly by him in New York, he just wandered around the studio and supervised student artists who were painting his stuff for him. I mean, that's not unusual.
But if people know that and know that's what they are getting, then they understand. It's like buying books, and sometimes there's books by authors, and it's written by a ghost author, but the actual author looked at it and said, okay, that's basically how I write.
Like Jerry Rice memoir. more that I got.
Sure, sure. But in this case here, the contract, and it's important to understand that it's a contract because this is a defense that the Fox Studios are using. It is that Clausen was not an employee of Fox, of The Simpsons. Clausen was an independent contractor, like all composers are. He was free to go and do work for other people. He could do things now. I don't know how that would pass muster under the recent Prop 5 that occurred last year, the January this year, that changed the default in California that all people are default employees unless they can prove otherwise.
Yeah, AB or Senate bill, it wasn't a prop. The people didn't vote on this.
Regardless,
it was first the Supreme Court.
Yes,
made that.
That's right. It was AB 5. And this is all California, but you know, because we're all weird out here.
I just
here.
Wanted to make it clear that people in the state did not vote for this.
That's right. And this is the law that is gutting, or could gut all of the gig industry like Uber and Lyft and all these people that want to do, you know, pay for play kind of stuff. So I don't know how it would pass muster under that. The problem is for Alf Clausen is this cause of action arises under the status of the law that existed when he was terminated or when the contract ended a couple of years ago, before that law came out. And so the defense for Disney is, wait a minute, we hired you when you were 48 years old. Denise, do you know why that's a defense to an age discrimination claim?
Because he was older.
Exactly. Age discrimination applies. Essentially, the cutoff is the age of 40. So people that have age discrimination claims have them if they can prove or allege that they were discriminated against because they were old, i.e. older than 40. And the defense here is, if we were going to discriminate you because you were over 40, we wouldn't have hired you at the age of 48. And so that is a defense. The other is, you're not an employee. These don't apply in independent contractor cases. This should not apply here. And then the last defense that there, or one of the other defenses that Disney has brought up, is this anti-SLAPP defense. SLAPP, S-L-A-P-P, which stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And these come up when the defense says, hold on, you're suing me. Disney would, or Fox Disney, it's all subsidiary there.
Conglomeration.
Yeah, it's the empire. They're saying, look, exactly. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Actually, I just did Darth Vader. I have totally blown that, live long and prosper. Oh, great, now I brought Star Trek into it. So, with this here, the argument on behalf of Fox would be, wait a second. This is a TV show. This is protected under our First Amendment rights. We have the right to engage and have who we want make whatever music we want. This lawsuit would chill our First Amendment rights. And in California, if they can prevail on that, the lawsuit can be gutted, can be tossed. It's at the beginning now. We'll see what happens. But that's what's going on in Tinseltown with The Simpsons. Denise, we're going to stay in Tinseltown when we come back to that. But we're also going to talk about women's soccer. Let's get us a tease about what we're going to talk about when we come back for the break. What's up?
Well, there's a... I think the lawsuit has almost been gutted.
Yep.
The women's soccer team, if you remember, we talked about this several months ago, and they're alleging that they're being discriminated against, mainly because they're women, and they're not being paid in the same manner as the men's team. And there's been a lot of talk back and forth about whether or not they really are as competitive as the men's team, and whether or not they bring in the same crowds as the men's team, and, you know, all this stuff is...
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is killing a million people. And environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have made our world a poorer place. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to do better by our animal friends. Visit AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals to make a kinder and healthier world for all of us.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We were talking about the NRA and the issues there, so let's go through a few statements of the NRA. The AG Attorney's Office claims that, obviously, what Denise brought up, lavish spending, so they opened a probe about 18 months ago, approximately, in their nonprofit status, trying to claim that they were not, they're not properly following the nonprofit status, things. They also claim that, alleged the NRA for years, diverted millions of dollars, of their charitable donation to enrich the organization's executives. They're claiming that. They're saying they use it for personal use. and et cetera, et cetera. Now, the AG continues to say that they believe more than, like Denise said, $64 million in losses in the last 3 years alone were an issue that may have been for private things or lavish things that the NRA was using those monies for. Now, again, not jumping on the NRA because we're going to take sides, all of us, but I'd like you to look into all the other nonprofits and see if they ever did anything lavish. And I will tell you that you're probably going to find some stuff that's more lavish than they should have. And you had a good point during the break, Todd.
Yeah, which is very rare, mind you,
yes,
but I have a good point,
yes,
and it happened during the break. We're talking about two different issues here. One is the exemption status under 501c3 and bankruptcy, which is also federal, 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. So those are federal issues that the NRA is dealing with. But we need to remember that when a nonprofit is formed, they file these articles of incorporation. It's a nonprofit corporation, but they file these articles. That's done on the state level. So when the NRA was formed, they filed their articles of incorporation with the state of New York as a nonprofit.
Right.
What the NRA is doing here, what their intention is to dissolve the nonprofit, the articles of incorporation, the corporate entity in New York, and reorganize and refile in the state of Texas under Texas's corporate code. And when you dissolve a nonprofit, the state, the Secretary of State, has a responsibility to make sure that it's dissolved correctly so that people aren't left high and dry with debts being owed, that everybody is paid, that you're not just, you know, taking all the money and skipping town and leaving people in the lurch. And the issue that New York has is normally we would do that with a nonprofit, but you've also filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and you're acting as your own trustee, and because of that, it's impeding our ability to look at the finances to make sure that this thing is wrapped up correctly. We essentially have to take your word for it, and it's not something we would do in any other instance. And that is what gives, I believe, the state of New York heartburn over this. And
yeah, but they've got a good remedy. All they have to do is go to the bankruptcy court and get a trustee appointed. Because the reason that Chapter 11 was chosen by NRA is because they do act as their own mm-hmm. trustee. They get to pay the bills they want to pay. They're basically using their own assets the way they want to. And the fact that there was a regulatory criminal matter pending, it does not get discharged in bankruptcy. And so if the state of New York wants to use its regulatory and policing powers, it can, but it needs to do it now in the bankruptcy court, and they need to go in, get a trustee appointed so that it's no longer being controlled. The money's controlled by the debtor, but it goes into the trustee, and it's more of a neutralized setting. I think there's too many assets.
Yeah, but you're saying that it's a criminal matter. I don't know that they've made it a criminal. They're just investigating right now, so it's not necessarily a criminal.
Yeah. I thought they had charged already.
No. Not to my knowledge. I don't know of any charges.
But there's another interesting thing that may or may not correlate.
Did you charge already?
Yep.
The United Auto Workers, remember the UAW?
Yep.
They had similar charges filed against them. Officers using union members' funds to buy lavish homes, vacations, all of that sort of thing. Are they a nonprofit? Or they just get to skate on this if they're misappropriated?
I don't know that they're a nonprofit, are they?
I'm just wondering.
I don't know,
but nonprofits are a whole different public agency.
I get that. But,
this is similar. I mean, honestly, this is very similar to the Trump charity that was sued at the beginning of Trump's, and his family members were all sued, and they can't be any longer head of a charity. It was politically motivated, probably, but they did find problems. They did pay for personal expenditures out of that charity, like, you know, soccer for the kid. And,
you don't think that's happening with some Democrats charities?
Don't get defensive on that.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying this is similar to that,
right.
And that is the regulatory policing part of this. And there was a suit that was filed to try to enforce the nonprofit and to investigate the nonprofit.
And I think that there's no issue there. That's not my issue there. And again, we're just arguing both sides here. And who knows? I'm probably on Denise's side. But I want to argue the one issue is going to be is the NRA, and don't forget, these are all allegations. The NRA is saying that the AG's office is demanding people's personal information that are members of the NRA, and that's a political witch hunt is what they're trying to say, to find out what people that are members of the NRA are doing, or that's their claim.
Yeah, and that's discovery that may be going too far. That might be a fishing expedition.
That might be
and I get that.
You had talked about one of the remedies for the state of New York in the bankruptcy proceedings is to seek a special master. One of the remedies in a criminal proceeding, or seek a trustee.
Case, U.S. trustee.
One of the remedies in a criminal proceeding, if you feel like you're disclosing personal information to go, is the appointment of a special master to oversee discovery to make sure that it is kept confidential.
Right.
But you know, as much as you'd like to say, all right, it'll be kept confidential, nothing will come out, nothing, you know, look. The steroid testing in baseball was supposed to be anonymous and confidential. Look how many people got prosecuted
right.
there once the government got a hold of the results via subpoena and what have you. The ability, I'm reminded of this statement that a supervisor told me one time. The best way for three people to keep a secret is if two of them are dead. And as long as you have more than one person out there, there's always that risk that it's going to be divulged. And I don't think with all of the motivations that are going back and forth, and certainly the NRA has a lot of enemies. I understand why they're skeptical about the information being kept.
Let me make one point, Mikhail.
I just wanted to quickly see. Go.
The issue is just so you know, the judge, a federal judge, lower court judge, has already ruled. No, we're not going to throw out your transfer that jumped on the AG's office side. And as of right now, like you say, Denise, it's going to be difficult to get it for the NRA to get out of the AG's finishing their investigation into that.
Yeah, I think it's going to finish, and I don't know what the result's going to be. It was a clever tactic, quite honestly. By the NRA. And the NRA has to basically, to dissolve correctly, they have to make sure that they show they filed their tax returns already and that they have paid off creditors.
Right,
Cal. I was going to say the fascinating part about this is all this talk of confidentiality. We have learned under the last presidential administration that means nothing. If someone has a grudge, that information is going to be out.
Right.
Whether the judge says, don't you do that,
even if it's your attorney, your own attorney,
it just doesn't matter.
And I certainly get the arguments from the NRA and Trump and everything. It seems from their perspective that the prosecutions for these, the investigations, seem very selective. I mean, like, okay, why go after the conservative Trump? Why go after the conservative NRA? You've got people that were investigated in the Russian, all that, where they were using statutes that hadn't been used for prosecution for 150 years. They're using that. It seemed very selective, and yet where is the same scrutiny to nonprofits on the other side of the aisle? Maybe they're there. They just don't get press. We don't know about them.
And
so
press.
I get from their perspective. They feel like this is very selective. I would be curious to know statistically if they are correct, but I understand their point. So,
NRA spend, Denise? $100 million? How much do they spend in attorney's fees? They spend like $100 million?
Yeah, I think you're right.
The NRAs have cost over $100 million in their different legal. I don't know what time period. That's a lot of money.
They get sued a lot because of different gun issues, too. So it's not just limited to the regulatory agency suits.
And yet again, regardless of who wins on either side of the issue, who ends up making out like bandits? The attorney.
Yay for the lawyers.
We're laughing. Everyone hates us. Like,
or as Fred says, sometimes the good guys win.
Sometimes the good guys win. That's my side. It's always like that. Well, we're going to be back. Hey, thanks for joining us, hour one, with a lot of fun debacles with, and I think, Cal, how many heart pills did you take during this time period?
14.
Our producer, man, he's great. We appreciate you.
Man.
Well, hour number two, we're going to talk about lawsuits against the Trump administration. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.